healing words and pure thoughts. Let your speech always be gracious and seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. Colossians 4, verse 6. Oh, and in Ephesians 4:29, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only as it is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may be grace to those who hear it. While Proverbs 12 tells us there is one whose rash words are like sword thrusts, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. And a gentle answer turns away wrath. Oh, but grievous words stir up anger. The eyes are often considered as mirrors that reflect the depth of the soul. But words are the instruments that reveal the very spirit of a man. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A heart that is filled with gracious love is likely to pour forth a healing fountain of gracious words. Speech can be seen like a valve on a geyser, which can be turned one way or another, where the external reading reveals the internal temperature. Oh, what streams out of the mouth can reveal a bright or a clouded heart. What pours forth from the lips can declare the inner atmosphere of the soul. The sweet psalmist sang, "Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth." And this man, after God's own heart, continued, "Keep watch over the door of my lips. For it is by the words of our mouth that the thoughts of our hearts are judged." But how precious is that proper, timely word in due season, that uplifting message of comfort, that encouraging word of praise, that heart-warming expression of commendation, that quiet voice which consoles the hurting or gently checks the fault. Oh yes, let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each person. Purity of speech drops like sparkling dew onto a parched and thirsty land. Oh, it blesses the one that listens. It commends the one that delivers. And its value cannot be measured. Would that all I say could be identified with such purity of heart. Would that all I think could be worthy of God's intense, unchecked scrutiny. Oh, would that all my words and thoughts pass through his purifying fire before delivery. The Lord is jealous of what falls from the lips of his children. He listens with open ear to the treasure or otherwise that falls from our lips, and warns us that every idle word that we speak will require an accounting. He reminds us that man must live according to the word of God. Man must live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. There should be harmony between our speech to men and our prayers to God. Oh, for the same mouth should not pour forth at one time blessing and another time cursing. There is a condition of the heart we need to foster. There is a wholesome discipline of mind that we ought to cultivate, where word and thought to man and God pour forth the soothing balm of Gilead. For lips which sing his glorious praises should not require continued sorrow and repeated repentance. Of the lovely Lord Jesus we heard, "Never a man spoke like this man," and they wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. Oh, let us abound in purity of thought and graciousness of spirit by the power of the Holy Spirit in all that we say and think and are. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer.